of UC Santa Barbara researchers has discovered something interesting about the ways our brains work. We may not be quite as good at observing things as we'd like to think. The researchers say they found that when we glance at a scene and there's something that's way out of normal scale or size, we may actually miss it. Our brain ignores it because it doesn't fit the expected context.
When you're searching for something, you tend to look and pay attention to the likely size, the typical size of an object. And if something actually happens to be at the wrong scale, even if it's super visible, you will more often miss it. You might think that is a brain glitch or malfunction, but actually it's a useful thing.
Dr. Miguel Eckstein is a researcher in UCSB's Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences. He says if we see something that's not at the expected scale, we'll often miss it, even if it's a large object.
What your brain does is it's trying to really rapidly process a scene and try to rapidly find an object. And in order to do that, it doesn't want to get bogged down looking and processing, paying attention to all the objects. So it sort of narrows its attention to objects that have the size that you would expect from the object you're looking for. Sort of a trick the brain uses to ignore and discount potential distractors that might slow you down in your search.
The researcher explains that this brain process, while unexpected, is something which was actually a good thing as humans evolved.
Most organisms that have vision, it's a way to get food. It's a way to learn about where food is, a way to run away from danger. Evolution has given rise to a set of architecture, a design that allows you to do this effectively without getting bogged down in slowing down the system into dealing with everything in the scene. So this is sort of a shortcut the brain uses to try to efficiently find things. Now the downside is, once in a while, if something does happen to appear at the wrong scale, you will tend to miss it. But of course, that is not something that happens too often.
The study used computer-generated images featuring 14 objects, and some 60 participants were asked to look specifically for them.
The best would be to use real images with giant objects, but as you might imagine, it's sort of hard to get hold of giant objects. An easy way to do this is to actually do computer-rendered scenes. People come in, they look at a computer, a word comes up, and it tells you, look for parking meter, toothbrush. So you're just looking for one at a time, and then we would show an image that covered the whole monitor that either had the parking meter in the scene, like a regular size parking meter, it had no parking meter, or it had a giant parking meter. People had to say whether the parking meter was there or not. And then we just try to see what kind of mistakes people have.
The UCSB professor says our brains, in effect, fill in the blanks about a scene we'll see.
Your vision away from where you're looking at, that's what we call the fovea, the point where it's very degraded. If you just put some text right to, you know, towards the right or your left, a little bit away, you can see that it's just hard to see out there. We have a thing that there are objects, we have some idea, but it's hard to discriminate things. So what the brain does is it just makes use of all the knowledge it has from experience about where objects appear, what's their size, and we use this all the time to sort of navigate, search for things. So we make these strong assumptions.
Eckstein says as people progressed through the study, they caught on and were eventually no longer fooled.
What we found is there were just more mistakes. They would more often miss the target when it was giant or inconsistent with the rest of the scene. As the experiment goes on and they are exposed to many of these images, then they'll sort of realize that you're tricking them. The effect starts going down.
The results of the study are being featured in the scientific journal Current Biology. Eckstein says he's hoping next to do a similar version of the study with people on the autism spectrum. He says there are theories that they might do better at picking up on what most people miss because their focus may be more on the details and less on the big picture of a scene. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.